Hey, friend, welcome back to Untangle Your Thoughts. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle. And this topic, the conversation that we're about to have, really just came about from my own life. And one day I was just thinking about how I will often punish myself for the things I've done or feeling like I still need to work and I can't rest, or just this repetitive theme, this narrative that I believe about what God thinks of me, but also kind of what I think I deserve. Anybody else? Have you felt like you have punished yourself enough? And so today, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be working through this idea that it is time to set yourself free of that punishment. But before we get into that, I wanted to let you know that I am now accepting clients for one-on-one Christian mental health coaching. And I thought I would just ask a few questions to get you thinking about this. Do you feel like you don't have someone in your life right now you can trust to discuss hard truths with? Have you ever considered therapy or counseling but are not sure how to take the next step? Are the traditional coping mechanisms serving you, or do they still leave you feeling empty? See, the challenges you are facing, they're difficult, and they're difficult to discuss even with your most trusted people. You may think that you should be strong enough to overcome what you're facing, but it's hard to admit that because sometimes it makes us feel weak, doesn't it? You think you need to be stronger. You think you shouldn't struggle because you love Jesus and have faith. And you probably said to yourself, I don't even want to feel this way, but you can't seem to put yourself out of the pit no matter how hard you try. And I know how hard it is to extend your hand and say, help me. I wanted to let you know that you can book a free consultation if you have been looking for someone to come alongside you to discuss topics like stress management, anxiety. We can talk about boundaries, identifying, understanding, setting, and applying them. We can talk about forgiveness, forgiving others. But I wanted to let you know that I'm officially taking on one-on-one clients. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. The link will also be in the show notes wherever you are listening. Okay. With that being said, let's get into the meat of this topic today. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. God must not want me to be happy. And she said this as I listened to her share about her past, which was really her choices and mistakes. And when I'm saying her, it's a coaching client of mine. Experiences in life and her decisions led her to believe that God doesn't want her happy. And I've actually heard this from a lot of my coaching clients and the women that I work with, is that God just doesn't want them to be happy. And that's why terrible things happen to them. And this was a belief. And with that belief, she has chosen to see everything that happens to her or doesn't happen to her as kind of a way of God righting the wrongs in her life. So her punishment, so to speak, for her choices and decisions. But maybe you found yourself thinking similar thoughts. I'm just not good enough. I should have known better. I'm not worthy of forgiveness. I always mess up. I'll never be able to change. I'm so stupid. I should have done more. Have you ever thought to yourself those things? Because even though you're not saying that you think you deserve this punishment, by these phrases, by these thoughts that we say, we don't think that we deserve any kind of love, especially from God. Behind every one of those phrases, we find a piece of ourselves that feel like it should be punished. So we impose that self-punishment, kind of a place of stagnation with a belief that we don't deserve anything good. And because we have that belief, it starts to become our reality. Now that I have officially opened up my coaching business to accepting one-on-one coaching clients, this is a continuous theme that I'm seeing in my consultations. And this is where we get to set ourselves free because God has already set us free. We don't even realize sometimes that we spend our lives punishing ourselves and calling it holy or for our good. And that's frustrating to me, right? We're like, oh, it's just he's trying to grow me. He's trying to sanctify me. He wants me to become more like him. Well, he's also not punishing you. We don't get to call it holy. Does he discipline us? Yes, but he does not punish us. And there's a difference. And I did a whole podcast episode on that. So make sure you go and listen to that as well. But we will try to tie this kind of pretty bow around punishment. And we tell others that we are just taking responsibility. While that is noble and a good thing to do in its appropriate time, punishing ourselves is no way to live. Now, I spent most of my life believing I don't deserve to rest. I don't deserve to take breaks. Any kind of rest meant I wasn't producing of some kind. So by the end of the day, the struggle for me to feel like I did enough left nothing but defeat for me as my head hit the pillow. And there was this continuous cycle of punishment with work and no rest or play. Now, even when I say punishment with work and no rest, a lot of that stems from so many different things in the way I was raised. But really hidden behind that continuous cycle was a 16-year-old girl who made promises to herself that she had to keep. And the moment she started to break that promise that she made, the punishment would set in. You need to get up and work, Jess. So what is the answer to this self-imposed punishment? And it's believing that Jesus is truly enough. And I know you'd be thinking that sounds really good and it's hard to do. I get it. There is a lot of untangling your thoughts like I teach in my program. But if I had to break it down into one question for you to think about, it would be this. Do you believe you are forgiven? Fully forgiven, especially when you repent? Because that is where we set ourselves free from the punishment we think we deserve. Because basically what we're saying when we put ourselves in self-punishment, setting ourselves on the sidelines that we have to get ourselves together, is saying that what Jesus did wasn't good enough to take away our sin. And it's this weird way that we become self-righteous in a way and thinking that I deserve this punishment, God, and so I'm going to take care of myself over here. But really this comes down to, doesn't it? Do we believe that we're forgiven? And then it comes with other questions like this that I want you to think about. What do you think God thinks of you? What do you think about God? What are your beliefs about forgiveness? And the last one, what do you believe about being set free? God is not punishing us. No one is punishing us. Only we are punishing ourselves. Yes, we try to make the rules of what is right or wrong. What we think we deserve versus what we don't. But the truth is that only God gets to decide what is right or wrong. No one can put us into a prison in our own mind but us. And Jesus is the only one who has the key to let us out, because if it were up to us, we would probably stay locked away thinking it's what we deserve. But Jesus made the way and is the way out. God's forgiveness when we repent is such a profound aspect of his character and relationship with us, humanity. And here's kind of how this works according to scripture. We have recognition of sin, and we first acknowledge and confess our sins before God, recognizing that we have fallen short of his standards. Read 1 John 1:9. Then we go into genuine repentance. True repentance involves a sincere turning away from our ways and a commitment to follow God's will. You can read in Acts 3:19. Then we go into God's mercy and grace. So when we repent, God extends his mercy and grace toward us, offering forgiveness and cleansing from our sins. Ephesians 1:7. Then we go into redemption through Christ. So through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross, we receive that forgiveness of sins and reconciliation with God. Read in Colossians 1:4. And then we have restoration of relationship. God not only forgives our sins, but also restores our relationship with him, welcoming us back into his presence as his beloved children. And that's how we get freedom from guilt. Because through God's forgiveness, we are freed from the burden of guilt and shame, experiencing the peace and joy of being reconciled to him. So this process that we go through is what frees us. He is the way out. When I say that no one's punishing us, we're only punishing ourselves, is I get that people hurt you and say the things that they've done and do the things that they've done. I'm not saying that isn't real. What I'm saying is what we choose to do with what has been done to us and how we take care of the things that we've also done to others. So we recognize the sin. We have genuine repentance. We have God's mercy and grace. We have redemption through Christ. We have restoration of relationship. And then we experience freedom from guilt. See, I'm learning to set myself free a little more each day. And I love seeing my clients, my coaching clients, go through the same thing. It's little by little. And my trust in God continues to build even more. But remember this, how free I am is directly related to me receiving that freedom because Jesus already set me free. God isn't holding it over my head, only I am. My freedom is directly related to my relationship with God. And he continues to prove his faithfulness over my life when nothing makes sense to my finite mind. So my question to you is this: will you allow yourself to be free? I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.